Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I'm just gonna do that thing where I let the room slowly fill with podcast, and then we're in it. Hell, you know, yeah.
Smells like eggs. It's bad.
Smells like old hockey pads. You know what I mean?
Do you have your own dedicated little spot next to your room for audio stuff?
Yeah. A dedicated spot is a nice way of putting it. It's some would say a dungeon, a lock off. A padded cell for my own safety.
No girls allowed space is what we're calling
now,
it.
Now, in a way, my wonderful girlfriend is involved in the biggest way, which is she gave up her entire closet so that I could sit in here and pretend to be a pirate that raps for voice auditions. Which, honestly, I hope I get that.
How did that go? I saw you tweet about that. You're actually a pirate who raps.
Well, they said, as so many auditions go, they're like, this character will have to rap. So throw down some of your favorite rhymes. And I did. I was doing a pirate voice, and I did some of my favorite raps. I think I did House of Pain.
Oh my god.
From when I was a kid.
This is to be like the new spokesman of Long John Silver's or what?
No, it's for quit smoking. It's for a drug abuse campaign.
No fucking way.
It's for hospice care.
I love the idea of Long John Silver's being like, who are we not reaching? SoundCloud guys with face tattoos.
SoundCloud sea shanties came back in a big way, man.
They did.
Remember that?
They did.
Fucking weird.
Oh, I loved
that. That weird fucking dip of the pandemic, mm-hmm. peaks and valleys, you know?
The most mania is where you were like, this is good. I like sea shanties.
It was weird.
What a sea shanty does is it puts you in the energy of the sea shanty. So it makes you think you're like in a bar. You're the perfect amount of drunk with everyone else who's the perfect amount of drunk. So that's like the fantasy as sea shanty sells.
Totally. And you're like, you're all kind of like put upon by the world and the sea, but things will get better because there's bounty out there.
Yeah.
Et cetera. Shipping out in the morning.
All this will be behind you. I'm going to listen to sea shanties all night. Ladies and gentlemen and everyone in between, welcome to Fight Island, the podcast about fictional fights in the very real island where they take place. My name is Jordan Dahl.
And I'm Sam Wiles.
And joining us today, hilarious comedian, friend of mine, a huge nerd, total nerd, Ben Bryant is here.
Hi, Jordan. Hi, Sam. Hi, pod people.
Welcome the pod people. Give them a moment to get settled. Wonderful. We've done it. We're in a podcast. And despite what we've been talking about, the reason I called Ben a nerd, because he's not a nerd. Some of those who know you,
I'm a nerd.
Will attest to that.
I'm a nerd. I'm a real. I still have the V card.
Is that what that is? Framed back there?
Yeah. Right,
like
next
a diploma.
There's that little hammer on a chain in case of emergency. No, we're fighting. We're doing a matchup today. We've never done a matchup before. It's usually just a category. And Ben actually recommended this one, and it blew our tiny minds. We're doing nerds versus bros. We're going to be fighting nerds versus bros in a lightweight, a middleweight, and a heavyweight bout. For any Ben heads who are just joining us, this is the way the game goes down. We play a big game of who would win in a fight between. It's, like I say, lightweight, middleweight, heavyweight. We kind of try to go by who takes up the most the most space in your mind, kind of like so a lightweight would be somebody you barely think of, and a heavyweight would be like, oh yeah, major nerd Stephen Hawking or something. God rest.
It's funny to dunk on Stephen Hawking.
God rest his horny soul. Well, when he turned out to be a horny weirdo, it was like, okay, we're back to, it's okay to make fun of you now.
do you know how Stephen Hawking ended up in that wheelchair?
How? Fucking?
Being too horny.
Fighting.
Yeah. Oh, what?
Yeah. Too many bar brawls after sea shanties.
Oh, man.
You should see the other guys.
Literally a pile of dust in the cosmos swirling. Look at this. I just got to bring this up, by the way. Sometimes I grab a beverage for the pod, and today I grabbed a Diet Pepsi because it was accidentally brought with some of my food recently, and I don't like them, but look at how commercially sweating this thing is. Glint, it's been out for maybe 20 seconds, and it's like, it's the choice of a new generation, frankly.
I like that the only way people get Diet Pepsi is through restaurant incompetence.
On accident.
That's an improper distribution strategy.
Truly.
The last Diet Pepsi purchased on purpose was 2003. It got us into the Iraq War. That's how fucked up it was.
If Caitlyn Jenner hands out Pepsis at police rallies, who hands out Diet Pepsis?
The Krampus? I have heard, I do love the idea of the only time people get it is on accident. You order pho, there's no broth, it's just Diet Pepsi. Damn, skunked again. I don't like them. I've been told that Diet Pepsi is a beverage for boomers, and Coke Zero is the Pepsi for like millennials and Gen Z.
I like a Coke Zero at the movies from time to time. I'm a big Coke Zero. That's my movie beverage.
I wouldn't know the difference.
It's absolutely the best diet soda. Like,
yeah, like by a mile.
It tastes the least like aspartame / like raw.
Yeah. You feel like you're hurting yourself just a little bit less than usual.
Is that what it is with diet sodas? Is that it's the aspartame that like they're like people get addicted to it and they're like, give me that weird sweet crunch, sweet crunch, sweet crunch.
I don't know. To me, diet soda tastes like the bad part of eating pussy. So I usually
I've been with some very sick women. they're very ill. They're not okay.
It tastes like metal and Pepsi.
I turn on my OK Cupid every time I'm in Chernobyl only.
Okay, so we've all firmly put ourselves in the nerd camp, I think, by this point. But I guess we're pulling from pop culture nerds, historical nerds. If you want to throw a cartoon nerd out there, that's fine. Same goes for bros, but they must be at this juncture lightweight. Who jumps to mind when you think of a lightweight bro versus a lightweight nerd?
I think like one of the lighter bros would be like the most aggressive / the loudest dad at a sporting event.
Ooh, sports dad, bro.
Like an abstract bro, not a specific pop culture bro.
I mean, I'm okay with abstract bro. I know that bro. He's got he's got real slicked back hair. He's got blade shades on. He's got definitely like a jersey of the team and a hat of the team.
Yeah.
I think the modern incarnation of that guy has like a really nice like. Sweatsuit on, like an Under Armour.
Dude, I fucking check this out. This is good podcasting. Look at this shit I bought. Fake Versace.
Holy shit!
Wow, not bad, huh?
$60
for the listener. I don't know how to describe that. So
for the listener, we're looking at one of the most splendid Dan Flash presents what looks like a velveteen. Jumpsuit coat, at least.
Yeah. The pants are in there too. It's just like fake Versace, but with more tiger heads.
I didn't realize that the pants were in there. That's incredible.
Yeah. So,
oh my god.
Back to the nerds v bros. So who would be? So let's say that we put sports dad bro.
Okay.
In column A.
Yeah.
Who's in column B? Who's Who could possibly, what if, nerd could if, possibly stand up to the fury and the three beers at lunch?
We could,
sports Ted Burrow has had.
We could stay in the realm of fandom and say Comic-Con convention nerd.
Whoa, you put that a lightweight. I would put that at like a middle, like that's a strong nerd.
Now here's the thing. I'm gonna say that is a powerful nerd. I'm gonna say that, but when we go down, I'm gonna start asking for more and more specific nerds from history,
nerds from
fiction. So I think in a battle of kind of abstract archetypes, who could possibly stand up to Sports Dad other than
shit. Okay.
That's fucking Comic-Con.
Reverse
Sports Dad. Comic-Con nerd. And I'm talking about like Comic-Con nerd who is 40. Comic-Con nerd who takes this seriously. Yeah. Cosplay nerd who has read 1,000 stories about overcoming people just like Sports Dad.
Comic-Con is the only place where it's like nerdier to have a girlfriend than to not. You know what I mean? Where you're like, sure. Oh, there's something weirder about you having a girlfriend and she's here and she's dressed like you. That's somehow worse than if you're
spoken
alone.
Like someone who's never been to Comic-Con with their girlfriend, Sam. If you have your girlfriend at Comic-Con, you are launched into a level of nerd.
You get invited to all the party.
They're like, how did you do it? And you have to be like, I don't know. I have no idea. She's here.
Do you do like the couple's costume thing, or you're each?
A horse costume?
Yeah.
Like I'll get on her shoulders and we'll be Goro sometimes.
We're Goro, but it's a sex thing. We don't really do it outside. We don't really do it out in the world.
How is Goro not a sex thing?
All the more hands to love you with, my dear.
I wonder if Goro high fives himself during sex. Probably.
Doesn't Goro have like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle like three fingers?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so he's an intense ask of the average lady.
We're already way off course here, so I'm going to go ahead
that
and
that feels
say,
like what we're doing this pod.
Did you ever see the American Horror Story with the carnival, and like one of the guys was a lobster boy and he had like full on like crazy lobster hand, and there was an arc where he was like running a clinic where he would like finger bang ladies and they were like, wow, you have the best claws in the biz.
Because it was like the 19 teens or something, they'd be like, it cured my mania, and then they would just go about their day. It's like a very funny arc for a sad
American
season
Horror
of TV
Story. Yeah. American Horror Story is fully the McDonald's of television. It's just like you can't stop watching it, and you feel terrible afterwards.
And every emotion is unearned, so it never feels great, no matter what you think about it. Yeah. Like, that's how I feel.
You should come to Comic-Con.
All right. Have you been to an LA Comic-Con? That seems scary. That seems like people who think they're about to be the next Spider-Man going.
Sure. Yeah. He might be there. You're like, yeah, it's you, filthy Spider-Man onesie. It's you. Keep getting thinner. Keep crawling walls.
You're from the X deodorant universe. Or multiverse.
He's recently his newest gadget, spider shorts.
Okay, so I'm locking it in. The question before us is, who would win in a fight between Sports Dad Bro and Comic-Con nerd, high-end Comic-Con nerd? And I think we're talking about this person who is, you know, kind of unhinged, maybe can't separate reality from fantasy. I'm not saying they're, you know, working on any booby traps or anything, but maybe they are. Who knows?
I think they're going to be similar levels of divorced from reality. Like they both have good, neither of them is going to gain an advantage from like the inability to feel pain, because neither of them are on like this third dimension.
Yeah,
you know?
If you're needlessly yelling at a teen umpire for 9 straight innings, you dislike your reality as much as someone who thinks they're Nathan Fillion for that long. It's the same feeling. You both don't like where you are. So there's plenty of rage on both sides.
Let's not drag Nathan Fillion into this.
Fuck Nathan Fillion.
You'll call him Cade Six, or you'll keep his name out of your mouth.
You won't say that about Nathan Fillion when my girlfriend gets here. All right, dude.
Nathan, get in. I mean,
I made her get the same haircut.
She likes it. I think so. This is interesting because you'd think like naked in a pit sports dad bro wins it hands down because he's
he has
sports in his name.
He's got the weight to throw around.
At least he believes in himself. But also, what? I will say, you know, I talk shit, but no shade, nerds. Nerds take karate. Nerds study the blade.
Yeah.
Nerds, nerd rage is real.
I think very important to establish, or at least ask up top, does Comic-Con Nerd have weapons? Does he have a variety of cosplay weapons? And if so, to what accuracy? Are these like weapons he intentionally made out of foam so he can take them on the bus, or are they metal and a little bit dangerous?
Boy, that's a good question. I think they are.
He feels like a real sword guy to me.
He does, like the peak sword guy, you know? No, but the problem is, do you get into Comic-Con with a sword? I think you do if there are, I think you do if it's like bolted into the scabbard or something. I think they're going to be movie quality, but battle safe, unready.
I mean, that's still a heavy, that's at minimum a big fucking club. Like a nailed in, authentic Naruto blade. Like that's, that'll crack your skull all the same.
Yes, that big sword from Final Fantasy VII, you swing that around, it's going to knock some toupees off. Definitely some blade shaves.
Shit, I'm now realizing sports dad, does he have bats or balls at his disposal?
Now, this is interesting because I think a big element of sports dad is kind of a those who cannot do teach situation.
Yeah.
Sports dad is not a sportsman. He's a sports dad. He's a bro. He'll tell you how to fix your swing.
Yeah, but he
much of a sportsman, probably.
Maybe not anymore. It feels very like, oh, I have a herniated disc, so I can't swing a bat.
Okay.
He's got an injury, I think is what I'm picturing.
Okay, what about this? Sports dad has a bat.
Okay.
A softball bat, pristine softball bat, and a glove on each hand, all of the equipment, but he's got this bad back. He's got this, I'd swing on you right now, you little nerd, but I got this playing semi-pro ball.
You know what that tells me is he has one good shot in him. If he can land one good intramural softball bat hit,
you're not wrong.
Then that's a big advantage, but he just got the one.
Whereas Comic-Con Nerd has many swings, but it's with this nerfed kind of replica Mjolnir, and you're not very good at this.
And if you're not, you're just not very strong. Even if you swing a sword at somebody, it'll be like, didn't even cut my polo shirt. You know what I mean? Because you're just not very strong.
What if the Comic-Con Nerd's master says that this is the one time that he can go all out?
Oh, shit. Yeah. You can take him off the chain? Uh-huh. Like the Comic-Con Nerd's girlfriend is there.
Yeah. This is his chance to unleash the beast. This is everything from...
And she's like, do it, Evan. Show them.
I'm full of rage from everyone thinking we're siblings.
Wow, that's okay. I, you know, with this good lady in his corner and permission to go off the chain, as it were, I'm locking it in. I'm giving it to Comic-Con Nerd. Comic-Con Nerd is rife with the lore and and the belief and the naivete to come running at this situation. And I think I can see sports dad being like, take a crack at you, and swing in and be like, my back, and really hurting the nerd. But then with his good lady in the corner, she's like, get him, Evan. And he's like, yes, I will, m'lady, tips hat, and gets up. slays this man. I don't think he slays him, but I think he knocks him out.
You're calling this mid to high difficulty in favor of the nerd.
I, Yes. Okay. Yes, exactly. That's my vote, but please.
Quick counterpoint. What if the sports bros wife, with whom he has a tenuous relationship, is there screaming at him, Rob, stop it. You don't want to go back to jail.
Oh, my God. He has to now. Yeah. He has to.
Yeah, we've been assuming that the nerd's the only one that has a romantic partner on their side here. But Mad Sports Dad usually has Mad Sports Wife, whether it's the mom
You're
or not.
You're so right. Mm-hmm. You're so right. And also, I mean, I think that pushes Sports Dad to at least one more counter swing.
You think he digs deep? Yeah, he absolutely digs deep because he can't look like an asshole in front of his wife.
Jennifer, you get back in the car. You never believed in me. Yeah.
And these are one-on-one fights, right? There's no.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, okay,
yeah.
Sports Dad can't like ask his kids to come over. Nerds can't ask his Discord.
But I imagine. I imagine they're rumbling in the audience at this point.
Oh, okay. So it's an all-out riot.
It's happening. It's spilling
at
over.
At the local Quidditch game.
Sneeches everywhere. God damn it.
If I had to vote, I think I would go the nerd. I think he has...
It's two for nerd.
...less to lose, and I think the...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know, I'm imagining 50s for the dad. I'm imagining 30s to 40s for this nerd. I think there's just enough edge where he wins at high difficulty.
Yeah,
I'm gonna cast a vote in opposition, even though it's a losing.
Okay,
one, which is the Comic-Con nerd likes some part of his life.
Mm. Yeah,
and I don't think Sports Dad even likes what he's doing there. and I think that there's an ultimate well of anger, and it could even get to the point of
interesting.
Like bad Sports Dad is like unsatisfied with the nerd's performance in a cosplay sense. He's like, you're not even getting into it right. You're not even doing Spock right.
So he's going after the nerd with the righteous fury of a dad to a child.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Confusion, rage, he never played pro ball, you know?
Well, you get the dad rage buff there. It's like how there's dad voice.
And I think he's dad strong. There's no nerd strong to me. Yeah. There is dad strong.
Oh, there's nerd strong. There is nerd rage and there's dad rage. But I think here's the thing. Dad rage is.
I think there's nerd rage. I don't know if it comes with strong.
Yeah, nerd rage is speed. Nerd rage is absolutely speed.
Yeah, that feels right to me.
I will say dad rage is more prolonged and obvious.
Yeah.
And maybe even. No. Dad rage is more prolonged and obvious, but nerd rage is powerful.
It's
and
explosive. It's the
exactly.
kid in the lunchroom who's had enough, and he slams his head into a milk carton, and he's got the plastic knife.
Takes it way too far. Yeah. Whereas like dad rage has been dipping his toe in the yelling at servers and grounding other people's kids.
Sports dad stops when the fight hits the ground. For the nerd, that's where it begins, because that's jujitsu time.
Exactly. Ding ding ding. The nerd takes it lightweight round. Wins over sports dad. That's a win for the nerds. Okay. Middleweight nerds v bros. I'm going to say, let's go nerds v bros from popular culture. Oh, no, let's make this historical nerds versus historical bros. Yeah. And then our heavyweight will be popular culture nerds v bros.
I think I know who I've got in mind for heavyweights. So,
middleweights,
this will require thinking, which is honestly, that's nerd shit. Thinking is nerd shit.
Middleweight bro. I'll throw him out. JFK.
Oh, fuck. Incredible, bro. Yeah. Oh, he's so ready to bro down at any given moment.
Okay, I'm ready to potty.
But quick clarification, is this pre or post Dallas JFK?
I mean, can we have the reanimated corpse of JFK stitched together, better, faster, stronger?
I think it's an alive JFK because that's more of a bro.
I'm era bulletproof now.
What up, oh, yo, dudes?
I am the undead.
Look, they...
JFK, I think we all agree that he fights like fighting Notre Dame style. Yes,
absolutely. Definitely, they put my brain in an Iron Man. We should all be. Let's pitch a show called 3FKs. And it's just Trey FKs, right. Obviously.
It's on Telemundo.
Yes.
Hola, señores. Gracias. Para tuning in to my show.
No necesito pistolas. Okay. Wow. What were we talking about? Love JFK. Some middleweight.
We need a historical middleweight nerd.
Okay. Who are some historical nerds? I'd like to throw out.
Go with your. What's yours?
Who's? I would like to throw out. Friend of the pod, previous guest on Fight Island, Charles Darwin.
Whoa. Oh, fuck.
He's a real nerd.
Charles Darwin was, he was also like a nerd of the world. He like went to islands and like did that.
Absolutely.
Shit.
Worldly nerd. He was part pirate, part nerd, part alligator.
Yeah. I was going to say Isaac Newton. That is so much better.
I was going to say Isaac Newton too, because Isaac Newton would, the sequel to Isaac Newton, because Isaac Newton would have like gravity powers, obviously, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But he died a virgin and was notoriously like crazy skinny. So it would be like fighting Chris Fleming, which would be
nerd.
It would be the thing we all want to do. Fight Chris Fleming.
Here's the thing. I think in the strictest terms of this fight, that makes him a bigger nerd, because Charles Darwin, like we said, kind of worldly, on the ship, half pirate, half alligator. I think we got to go with Sir Isaac Newton.
I mean, Isaac,
because he's a big nerd.
He literally made he invented calculus and shit. So like calculus. Math classes are because of him.
Gravity.
Like, that is the ultimate version of a teacher. We forgot to turn in the homework.
Totally. But my man is coming to Fight Island, where his fighting powers will be enhanced and augmented by the fighting energies coursing through these sacred lands. And I'm imagining like almost a Magneto of apples, you know, just whipping apples, turning the world upside down, calculus.
Okay,
shit.
So it's localized. So does he have full gravity control? Because that's powerful.
I'm thinking
as hell.
Gravity control.
Yeah.
Okay. That's so cool. What is JFK's like equivalent?
Well,
I guess he's undead.
I think if we're doing it in this case, it's got to be Super JFK, Android JFK. The brain is back.
Yeah.
It went missing. They rebuilt it. It's back in a body. It's the perfect president, the perfect lover, the perfect it can throw a fucking nuclear football like a goddamn all the way to Cuba, you know.
Who rebuilt this JFK, because that matters for power scaling.
Isn't that a question? Was it the Cubans?
Who is my
that's
father?
It that's absolutely it.
Father, why must I kill
my friend Fidel has
was
rebuilt
it the
me.
Cubans now. If
do
the
they have
Cubans rebuilt
the technology?
Him, do they have the technology?
They
because
built him
Cuba,
out of 55 Chevys.
Yeah, Cuba at the time, pretty impoverished. Was it a third world country? They weren't doing great during the Cold War, right? They had sanctions.
Look, if I knew things, I wouldn't be a comedian.
I sent you all those books to read for the podcast we asked you to do.
Yeah.
Hours ago.
Here's what people don't know about Fight Island. It takes months of prep before you're allowed on. Most of this is scripted.
Ben's been training for weeks. He's been eating nothing but steaks raw. He's got to wrestle him away from chimps. And he made it.
Get back here, chimp.
Cut.
Okay. The steak is really to get the chimps mad more than it is to reward me.
And then you get to eat the chimp. You lure him in.
what if you got into science to make chimps mad? That was your only real aim.
You know, oh God, what is
I just
it?
Fucking hate chimps, dude. Just that's why I'm here.
One day when you were like 5 years old at a zoo, a chimp like fucking stole your ice cream. And then threw it on the ground, and you, in that moment,
I'm gonna make them try all the shampoos.
Cut to that night, watching a television program about how horribly chimps are treated by scientists, and you can see the connection happen in the brain.
I'm gonna put so many electrodes in your brain.
They keep interviewing a not sorry guy.
What?
What?
People
it's cool.
Need, People need science.
They're like lobsters. They can't feel pain. Watch.
I built a goddamn JFK android. I'm Fidel Castro. Full circle. So
what does Fidel sound like? We're nailing the JFKs.
I think he sounds like this, but I don't know if I'm allowed to do the accent.
Yeah.
As long as you
it's
do it
not
right,
problematic
it's not
to talk like JFK.
If you do the wrong voice, then it's super racist. So, like, you can't make Fidel sound like a Chinese guy. That's fucked up.
I think that somehow so isn't.
I'll bet you could. Try it, Sam. Okay.
I'm a Chinese guy.
God damn it.
I learned how to speak English from television reruns. I have to explain this constantly to new people I meet. My name is Long Fu Kennedy.
I love this matchup. I'm locking it in. The question before us, who would win in a fight between JFK, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, and the Apple guy, the gravity man himself, Sir Isaac Newton?
See, JFK, even normal JFK, base JFK, no RoboCop JFK.
No Robo.
Has crazy, like, charisma, persuasion powers.
Totally.
It's not impossible he could talk Isaac Newton into either canoodling or surrender.
Yeah.
This is very true.
What a slick talker.
Mm-hmm. Now, Isaac Newton, I guess it depends on the status of his virginity. Was Isaac Newton an incel, an involuntary celibate?
Vol cell. Yeah.
Okay, so in that case, I think JFK's, I think, impervious. I think he would be like, oh, I would never put my dilly-dally in such dalliances.
But you're comparing 15th century pussy to 20th century JFK.
This is true. Yeah. This is Marilyn.
Yeah. Was he asexual, Isaac, or did he just never met a cool guy?
Isaac, I'd like you to meet my friend Marilyn. She's over here standing over a grate.
She loves a grate.
I think that might be enough to kill him. I think that in that sense, Isaac Newton would be like, and then fucking JFK bot literally shoots him to the moon. Punch.
Yeah. Also,
gets through the apples.
A quick note about JFK bot. His ventilation system is absolutely a grate that Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, Marilyn. Let's get out of here. Switches his mouth over to vent mode.
So something
very horny robot.
I think this comes down to a movable object versus unstoppable force, because if JFK's ability to control gravity, like, to what degree does that go? Can he just, like, gravity, like, force bind down Robo JFK so he can't move him? Can he just, like, crush stuff? Can he make himself
light? I'm imagining the scenario, like, so, Isaac Newton comes out, says something like something stupid that he's worked on all night.
real twerp shit.
Yeah. So something about Fig Newtons, probably. And JFK is like, I'll put a sock in it for us. and comes running at him.
Okay.
At which point Isaac Newton simply turns gravity, you know, and all of a sudden JFK's falling into the sky. Yeah. But then this is an android JFK built by the Soviets. Mm-hmm. Immediately turns on Sputnik factor, rockets shoot out.
Yeah.
Gravity doesn't matter. Shooting towards Isaac Asimov. Or no, sorry, Isaac, the other one. Isaac Asimov would be another
sci-fi
middle
writer, yeah.
another pretty good middle white nerd.
Yeah, but then I would have to reveal that I don't read books if we talked about Asimov.
I'd have to read that I know too much about one of his stories that I really liked. JFK shooting toward Isaac Newton, pelted with apples. Pinging off of, and I think I see JFK getting the shot. I see JFK taking the shot that he never could in life.
Okay, but so Isaac Newton, in addition to gravity powers, also has an apple generation factor.
Sure, apples all over the world yeah, respond.
A real video game health kind of thing. Like, you pop one out, you eat it.
I didn't know that they're popping out of the poor man, but. just out of like gills. Yeah. Every time it's excruciating.
Okay, so he's like Aquaman for apples. He just communicate with them.
They're not big talkers, so it's kind of sad. Yeah.
Yes, cut to an apple in the shower. Oh, damn it, right now.
Showers for apples are the thing at the grocery store where sure. the thunder.
I read Showers for Apples in middle school. It's really sad.
God damn it.
Showers for Apples sounds like a charity that does amazing work with those with special needs.
It sounds like a very sad like Lifetime story about a dog. who loses his back legs and wants to go in the rain again.
A doghouse who somehow drowned in the shower. There's a drain, man.
God damn it. He was so cuddly, he blocked it up. Okay.
A long time ago, we made a video about it was a kid who had to like put down his dog because the dog like bit the neighbors.
Sure.
And his dad just like, son, you gotta, he's your responsibility. Mm-hmm. And he just hands him a bat.
Uh-huh. And... Yeah.
we played it live and people really react to that.
I had a similar thing that I wrote down about like the dentist or like going to the vet to have your dog put down. And he just like pulls out a hammer. It's like, what? Are we doing this? Anyway,
the Home Depot theme just starts playing. Home Depot.
Home Depot. Get
anything to kill a dog here.
Home Depot, thousands of ways to kill a dog. Home Depot, dog recycling. There's no need to kill that dog. We have a whole system. Okay, I gotta say, I think I'm giving it to JFK. I think JFK is just too powerful a bro. He's the ultimate bro. And I think between the diversion of Marilyn being here with him in the stands and being, you know, getting a second chance at life, I think JFK takes it.
Yeah, he definitely wants it more. I think if JFK closes the distance and gets in a good shot, I think regardless of the scale of Isaac Newton's powers, I think he just gives up.
Can he close the difference, though? Ben, you said, you know, can Isaac Newton crush in thin air?
I think it would just like bring him down to like Earth's gravity, because that'd be the largest object around.
Yeah. Interesting. That is an interesting point. Is Isaac Newton only? Are their powers limited by the strength of Earth's gravity?
I think so. I think that's only fair.
Maybe that's why the whipping of apples can occur, but the crunching of iron men cannot occur.
There you go. Okay. So he can only accelerate gravity to a max of 9.8 meters per second.
Yes. See, I knew you read books.
and I think based off that, he's imprisoned by math and shit, where JFK is not. JFK is just operating off this Cold War technology.
All right, what do you guys think?
Doesn't give a shit. JFK.
JFK.
The American, all right, we're locking it in.
The American War Machine is too powerful.
The American War Machine, JFK, ding, ding, ding. We need to write this fucking comic book. JFK's brain is stolen by the Soviets. He comes back as an unstoppable war machine bent on bringing socialism to the world.
That story already exists. You know, it's called the Bernie Sanders campaign.
And that man grew up to be
the one half of 1% people of the wealth.
Beep bop. I need to eat metal.
AOC, AOC, the new Marilyn Monroe.
Truly, truly. Marilyn for a new generation. Did you know that Bernie had a Twitch channel?
What? No fucking way.
Bernie had a Twitch channel very briefly, which is hysterical because
was he talking on there, or he was just like doing like competitive Smash Bros. Melee?
Exactly. Because immediately I'm like, he's obviously probably like talking about issues and getting out the vote. But my brain went straight to like, what's he playing? What's he doing? Like, they got Cup and Ball on there, huh?
I absolutely hate when I am playing Fortnite and these people are camping.
Spawn camping is one of the weakest things that you can try as a professional gamer.
I can't move. Unbelievable.
Thank you to Big Titty Kitty Goth for 6 months subscription.
Hell yeah.
I am once again asking for your subs.
Let's get a, I think I could get a hot tub in here. Okay, here it is, the fight. Everybody's been clamoring for. People are clawing at their podcasters as we speak. All right, it's okay. Here we go. The heavyweight bout. Nerds versus bros. Let's do nerds and bros from pop culture. Mm-hmm. So I got to throw out one of the broinest bros to ever bro down, Guy Fieri.
Oh, this is interesting because this brings up bro with a good heart. Mm-hmm. This implies that they are not just agents of evil or chaos.
Yes, and I know that we're kind of over Guy Fieri as a pop culture bon mot. We're kind of in a place where we're being nice to Guy. Guy's been on the island before. Mm-hmm. We don't necessarily want to see him thrashed about the head and neck by some sort of vicious apple slinging Magneto. So there's something to be said there. But when I hear the word bros. In every sense of the word, you know, somebody who's fucking way stoked, maybe too stoked, but who's also like, you're a bro. Hey, bro.
Yeah. Very inviting. Very positive. I mean, he literally goes into people's like place of business and makes friends with them. He does them
the favor of
national exposure.
Absolutely.
And a TV credit, which nobody cares about besides comics.
Anytime I go to a restaurant and I see the little thing, the little guy's symbol that's like spray painted on, I take a picture of it and put it on my Instagram. And usually accompanied by like a church organ music, like his symbol. He was here. I went to a restaurant one time and they had a little flyer that was like, what guy ate?
Whoa.
And, it was like, it was a whole bunch.
It just said from the toilet.
I have another bro.
The curtains, a lady's hat, all of our Italian dressing.
I've got another bro. It's a different kind, and it represents a bro universe. I do
the bro universe. Like
the bro universe. Mr. Mark Sinclair, aka Vin Diesel.
Wow. Fuck.
A master of the Bronoverse.
I mean, damn. I just saw Fast 9 like a couple weeks ago on its like last week in the theater. And
Vin Diesel.
The Fast and the Furious rule because they are the Marvel universe for stuff dumb people like.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Well, wait a minute. Let's not outsell the Marvel universe.
Well, because that's already stupid. And then.
Speaking of, I just watched like 3 episodes of that What If show. It rocks. It's incredible.
What's the What If show?
Yeah, what is that?
It's like animated Marvel shit on Disney. Like, what if Captain America smoked?
it's better than that.
They didn't use my ideas. It's like the first one's about like Peggy McCutcheon or someone being Captain America instead of
From
what's
King
his name?
No.
Peggy Fleming, maybe. I can't remember the British lady from the movies. And it's great. It's incredible. The second one's about Black Panther being stolen from Earth instead of Peter Quill. And so like instead of him being like, I'm Star-Lord and nobody respecting him, everybody loves Black Panther. And they're like, you're the best Star-Lord. It's very good. And like that same fight from the start of Guardians of the Galaxy happens. But the guy, instead of being like, never heard of Star-Lord, he's like, oh, my God, you're Star-Lord. And they like he joins their side. It's very good. But I love it. Vin Diesel, heavyweight, bro.
Vin Diesel's that's strong. That might be the apex.
He's got a lot of facets too. D&D player extraordinaire. Yeah. He can break dance. He is allegedly on the down low gay, but he won't.
That's
he won't
bro.
Come
that's
out.
Bro behavior. That's fucking.
That
also
is
not coming out. Bro behavior.
Somehow, not coming out. Very broiler.
Here is one of the most, like, for some reason, this is the most bro thing in the world to me. She's in Fast 9. Everyone changes clothes, you know, because it's a movie. And Vin Diesel wears a white t-shirt and jeans the entire film. Everyone else puts on, like, tactical gear because they're doing something else. Or they're in jail. Or so they're wearing jail stuff. It's like, no, he is wearing a white t-shirt and jeans with fucking writing on them. And boots, and that's it. And he never changes the entire movie, and it kicks ass.
What mega bros? Okay, so these are mega bros. Mm-hmm. What mega bros are we overlooking?
My thoughts were twofold, because I thought of another one with the Vin Diesel. My initial thought was John Cena. Because Ooh. John Cena
that was also my also first thought.
Done the most make-a-wishes of anybody in history.
Yes, which is tremendous bro move.
My other thought, Dolph Lundgren. He is like, I think he's like
such a bro.
The ideal of a bro, because he's like enormous. He's Absolutely. Like a black belt in a bunch of shit. I think he has a PhD in like a difficult science.
In headlocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel's just so fun. There's just so much
Vin Diesel's good.
Work there.
See, Dolph Lundgren comes from an era. He comes from like the Tropic of Bros, like when the bro rose to prominence. Like, honestly, I would submit him, but he's not a heavyweight. I mean, he's a heavyweight bro. Uh-huh. Malibu from American Gladiators is the broinest bro I can think of.
God damn. Yeah.
Have you seen the video? No, but you don't need to know what American Gladiators is to enjoy. Go to YouTube and put in Malibu interview at American Gladiators and just watch him talk about. There's one where he talks about his injury and he's like, bro, I took the most gnarly hit I've ever taken in my life. Since then, I've been chilling on the beach with some bodacious babes.
Okay.
And I'm back in action. The problem is in the Broniverse, he's such a bro. But I don't know if enough people know about him for him to be.
Yeah, what's heavy. His internal life like? Because, I mean, we've got a pretty good picture of Vin Diesel. Yeah. He loves family, and also he's gay.
Yeah.
Like, that's enough.
That's enough for those are two angles, and from there you can make a character. Jeez. Okay, I like Vin Diesel for the bro category. I think Vin Diesel's graced the pod briefly before, but never in a heavyweight category.
That's what I
was thinking. There was a time for Vin Diesel to bro down hard. Also, the guy from Smash Mouth.
We don't know his Mr. name, so Mouth. I think that disqualifies him from the heavyweight.
Oh, yeah. No, that's his name.
Yeah, you have to go full Smash Mouth. It'd have to be a squad battle.
You're right. Okay, so who could possibly, what nerd from pop culture could possibly stand up?
I mean, I think clearly, especially in the modern era, it's Elon Musk. I think
Elon.
He's the most annoying. He's the most powerful.
He's a bunch of kinds of nerd.
Yeah.
He's all the different kinds of nerd rolled into one deadly nerd.
He is a foreign exchange energy nerd. He is math science nerd. He is and then most of all, he is like a Spencer's Gifts, like Rick and Morty nerd.
Girlfriend too good for him.
Insufferable.
Nerd.
Yeah.
Bitcoin nerd.
Libertarian nerd. Libertarian. Maybe the worst nerd.
I think he's got some like Doc Ock and or Iron Man like technology access.
Absolutely. Okay, I'm locking it in. Unless Elon has been on the island before, Sam. You could cast a black stone and
he's too many kinds of nerd.
I can't think of a more premier current nerd of the zeitgeist.
Yep.
I mean, maybe Bezos because he's been to space.
Bezos is like too divorced. He's
he's got into bro category.
He's like a sad version of both things. Like sad in that he's like pure evil and the thing that's making the world bad. Like I don't mean like sad. Like his life is fun for sure.
What about my cowboy hat?
Yeah.
Guys, call me Jack.
It's so funny the limits of the human imagination to have that much money and then be like, and now I'm a space cowboy man. Like, good God.
He was a loser. He went up there. He slapped the face of God. Pissed on the earth.
How cool it would have been to have a reverse challenger where his flight exploded and all the like elementary schools cheered.
I thought you meant like where a ship coalesced out of nothing and fought them. The Challenger's back, baby.
That's how we discover extraterrestrial life, is they come down to just beat the shit out of Bezos.
No. Let's put him down. He's not allowed back.
I don't know what you would even do with what he has, like one, like 189 billion. Like that's, as soon as you can have a, like a Coke, like the drink fountain in your house, what do you want?
Yeah. That is the peak.
That is the peak. Yeah, that's, I mean, I think you do what he did, which was go crazy.
Yeah. You just go, oh, this is all an illusion.
Yeah.
And clearly I'm the space cowboy who needs to bring it all in.
Well, I've drank blood. What now?
And I love blood.
I love blood. Jeff Bezos. Okay. The question before us is, who would win in a fight between Vin Diesel and Elon Musk? Now, keeping in mind, this is Fight Island. So these two competitors are coming to Fight Island. They're both immediately getting the Fight Island upgrade. Elon, like you said, probably coming with some Doc Ock technology. Oh, he absolutely says, release the drones at one point. But Vin Diesel is an action star extraordinaire. Vin Diesel, if you release drones at Vin Diesel, all that's going to happen is we get a fun scene where Vin Diesel kills all the drones.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's a super spy now. He knows how to kill drones. That's like his thing.
Super spy. Eyeshine from Butcher Bay.
If anyone's filming it, which Elon is because of his cybernetic eye, he automatically just gets the movie buff. Plus,
absolutely.
I mean, not to just bury it up top, but like if Vin Diesel's fighting for his family, that's it.
Forget about it. Absolutely.
If Elon can convince Vin that he's in his family somehow, or like he pulls out like a genealogy
thing,
then it becomes like a brother battle and following the hero's arc.
And we know we already know how those end when it comes to Vin Diesel.
Well, okay, so all right, so here's how Vin Diesel could still win. So Vin Diesel, Elon Musk becomes his family. Uh-huh. They go to drive off. Sure. Elon Musk crashes. Just like,
my God. except this time,
there's no sad music playing.
Yeah, Vin Diesel turns around and he has like wire cutters and he had to cut the brakes because he was like, family, sometimes family means doing the hard thing the right way or some shit.
Sometimes family means doing the hard thing the right way.
Exactly.
That's the funniest thing I've ever
Sam,
heard.
You get it.
I get it.
Sam gets it, because family. Now, Ohana.
Elon, is he made? I mean, he's made with Tesla technology.
I can also see, like, I don't even think Elon would have to. I think making Vin family is probably Elon's plan one.
Yeah.
Because that is genius. And I think it would even be like we just swapped blood. Now we're brothers, like with a weird ray. Uh-huh, I made us blood brothers. And in your fiction, we cannot have a fight. But then it's Fight Island. So I think he just punches him in the face.
Yeah.
And you know what? Elon is not restricted by any such fucking family equals.
Yeah, there's
cannot touch. You know, it's not verboten to him. So Elon would be like, OK, brother. Taste my steel.
Yeah, there's no moral center to Elon.
None.
And Vin could that could be what nerves him. That's certainly his Achilles and his character flaws is he is too bound by the moral code.
Truly, truly.
It's the Superman conundrum.
Okay, I'm ready to vote.
Okay.
I think Elon Musk thinks Vin Diesel is cool, and I think that's why Vin Diesel wins.
Oh my God!
I think Elon is like, what's the coolest thing I can think of? And it's Vin Diesel. And then he's just too intimidated, and Vin Diesel whoops the shit out of him.
That's crazy and so true. He would be so impressed. He would fucking... Elon's Twitter alone,
guys,
would be insane.
What does every nerd eventually become? A bully jock. That's what always happens. That's all of culture.
Oh my God.
So he just wants to be Vin.
And what did Vin, where did Vin come from?
Playing D&D? I gotta lay down. We gotta. Oh my God.
This is the island. This is what happens.
we get dizzy.
Where did Vin come from? He used to play D&D, still plays D&D. He is a skinny kid in a breakdance video that everybody made fun of, you know, picked on. He's the alternate trajectory. He went from being a nerd to being the bro.
Yeah. But he came out the master of both worlds.
He's the master of both worlds. This is so difficult. Okay. I'm going to have to lock in a vote. And I got to say, it's Elon, because I think Elon at the end of the day, will grow tired of Vin. He will be like, he ultimately is a prince of the universe, you know, a master of men. And I think he sees himself as such. And he will be like, it's so cool to meet you, Vin. We don't have to fight. And then within moments be like, I'm done with this. bring me a new action hero. I wish to see more. And I think he's got the tech to do it. I think he's got the merciless, cold alligator eyes to get it done. Damn. And I think in the end, Vin is just, he's hamstringed by that family, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck.
And that brings it to you, Ben. You have to make the final deciding vote, heavyweight, bout.
It's hard because we have one overall between lightweight and middleweight where we're 1-1. So this mm-hmm. is overall the mm-hmm. series clincher.
It is. You're right.
I've wanted the nerds to win, but I feel like Vin Diesel is, like I said, the master of both worlds.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's too much protagonist going
there
for him.
There is, and he came from the nerd space, so I could honestly see him defeating Elon, and then it turns out, and then at the end, the scoreboard goes, nerds win.
Oh, my God.
And everybody's like, what? And he's like, I was here fighting for the nerds, and Elon was the bro all along.
Oh, my God. That's
ding,
it.
Ding, ding, ding. Vin Diesel takes it, but not in the way we thought.
Vin Diesel takes it
for the nerds.
Holy shit.
Nerds win.
What an arc.
What an arc.
Rick and Morty up here.
Rick
fellas.
And Morty. Ben, thank you so much for joining us on Fight Island. Where can people find you on the internet and off?
Thank you so much for having me. This was so fun.
Of course.
I have a podcast where we do a lot of voices and stuff called Page 69.
Hell
where
yeah.
We read books we don't know, starting at page 69. And it's really fun.
That is awesome. The best idea for a podcast I've ever heard.
It's pretty good.
It's very good.
We came up with the idea, we're like, this is going to make us rich. And it hasn't, but one day.
And it has. At exactly $69. Nice.
I have a small comedy club in Denver called Denver Comedy Underground, where we have a bunch of shows.
Hell yeah.
Jordan has headlined there before. Sam, you're always welcome to come out.
Such a good room.
And in fact, somebody dropped off this Saturday. So Jordan, if you want to headline since you're going to be there.
I am.
So if you want to headline that 8 p.m., that would save my ass a lot.
Well, shit. We'll see what I can do. I hate to say yes and then find out that I already agreed to do something else. So let me check my calendar and probably yes.
At least it's on a podcast.
I have a YouTube thing. I have a YouTube channel. I make sketches and stuff on there. You can check out Police Cops. Jordan was in that. He was
that's
great.
True. That was a great one.
He played
very funny
a cop who was a child.
That's true.
A child who was a cop. It's unclear.
Man child.
You'll have to watch to find out.
Definitely go check out all of those things. Thank you so much for coming on, Ben. Sam, how about you, man? Where they got you working on the internet these days?
As always, at Vote Sam Wiles on Twitter, and you can see what I'm up to then. I've got some stand-up dates finally coming out, and check out my album called Regular Guy Out of Hell. It's on Spotify, and it was recorded the day before the pandemic, so jump in there.
Oh, fuck.
he had no idea. You can see the hope in everyone's laughter.
I say it in the intro. I'm like, this is crazy.
Oh, shit.
Incredible.
It's wild.
Definitely follow Sam. Definitely follow Ben. Definitely follow me.
Yeah,
where
can people find you?
I'm at Razor Lou. I'm Razor Lou everywhere except for PlayStation Network. That made me be Razor Lewis. So I just tell people that's my whole name.
PlayStation really wedged you. Yeah, right, Razor Lewis.
Damn it.
Yoink.
Follow me. I got another podcast called Werewolf Radar. It's a lot of fun. We play video games on Twitch. Twitch.tv/betterthanheroes. Twitch.tv/RazorLou. Come hang out with me while I get frightened by video games. I think that does it for this episode of Fight Island. Sam, would you count us down, please?
3, 2, 1.
All right, break it up. It's all over for Fight Island.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.